Okay, the game. I mean, today something happened. It's in a document, but I had this very interesting discussion with DeepSeek. Well, it's the karma game, right, so far called. And yes, I have said it before, but I think it got more clear now. Because I had this experience, let's get very practical here. Get real, because this should be really based on reality. I had this experience, at least theoretically, possibly there, of an arrangement in my life, how to say, I see from someone above, higher than up there, who is like pulling the strings and playing with us, even. Or, I mean, and I'm thinking you could have a game, and here we are, all of us playing that game, the karma game, for instance. You work here, do things, it's an open world, it's a game, whatever it's called, and but then you get karma for everything you do, and eventually you die for one reason or another, and you can kill each other too, and then, but when you die, do die, then your karma is summed up. I mean, you can, I guess you could have an AI behind all this, keeping track of it. So we actually make like a simulated reality of not only the physical cosmos, but the entire thing, or the entire one, because ultimately this secret will be revealed that the whole cosmos is, you know, alive. Bhagavan. Shishi. Radha Krishna. In our world, whatever world, whatever words you have, but that we kind of build that cosmology into the game. And then I thought, an interesting thing, and this is what I've spoken before, years ago, I think, that, like this, you are on Earth, for instance, and then you work and you act and you do this, you do that, and if you are behaving nicely, you're nice to other players, and you treat the environment nicely, you do the right things, then of course you come to a place where such other players are as well nice people. And another thing there is that event probably and hopefully those people are like that in their real life as well, because this thing where you come in your next life, you may not even be aware of that you will die in this game. And what to speak of knowing or having any kind of idea of what you will become, or that each action you do has that result of shaping your future in the game, your future identity, your life, your role, your environment, where you will play next time. And you can't get out of that. If you kill yourself, you will still remain there, but as a ghost. We just copy reality, so to speak, in that game. But then what I wanted to say today is that we could possibly make it so that the ones up, the higher, so to speak, the purer you are and the higher up you come, the clearer you are, and you see that people on earth are really living in the dream, thinking it to be real. But when you are on this upper level, you are the ones who partake in creating the dream, in managing that kind of level under you. So you can, to a certain extent, influence. But because you are very mature and good and intelligent, but also powerful person, you don't, you know, you follow the rules and you don't interfere unnecessarily, because this is, come on, this is a game for the players to have fun in and to learn from, and so, right? That's kind of a necessity. Nevertheless, and this is could add an real element of real fun and extra dimension to it. In the game language now, let's say you are a player who has deserved and entered the Svarga realm. I'm using terms now from the Indian Vedic, so just to make it short, so you'll have to figure out what those words mean. Heaven, basically, where the gods lived, what we call them here on earth. But just people who are more normal and more elevated, and but also more influential. And who may, you might have someone there who kind of, well, there may be many actually. And this is really fitting now into the Midsummer Night's Dream of Shakespeare. If you look at that or read that, you understand what I'm talking about. You have a parallel world there, and the other world here in the Indian language is Bhuvar Loka and Svarga Loka, up that way up there. And the higher you come, the, you have the Indra, who is the king of Svarga, of heaven, very elevated, but still, well, having certain problems, lust and this and that. And then the higher you get, the wiser and purer and nicer the people are. So, but what adds to the fun and the dynamics here in our game could be that those who are more elevated, you know, the Svarga, for instance, level, they can see the players who are just on the earth level. We're all in here in a computer game, right? But it's somewhere other. So that when you are here in Svarga, you can somehow peek into, down into earth level. You can even enter there, pretend, you know, have a body looking like a human body, but it's a little difficult maybe sometimes to hide the fact that you are kind of more like an angel than a human. So there, the idea about angels appear and all these so supernatural beings wandering around. And yes, that's what happens sometimes. Again, think of Midsummer Night's Dream. So these are other players in the game who have evolved to that level as far above the others and can see the other players and interfere with them, but then also are expected to do that in a nice way. Because if they sit there and just make trouble for the poor people on earth, or play with them as you would play with some pets or, you know, nasty games or whatever, then they are not really, how to say, any more qualified to be in Svarga, because there you're supposed to, you know, be loving and caring and wanting to help others like the angels are. So up there you find angels, and they can walk around on earth and they can interfere. They don't want to do that too much, but sometimes, and especially on the order from above, from even higher above, because all of this, and that's a secret that will be only revealed when you're really up there, is the Leela of Krishna, of God. So ultimately up there can come some desire or some, you know, mystical instruction down there through the levels of command, so that you find some angel on earth making a little arrangement there, making someone get an idea in his or her mind, or someone covers up, oh, how couldn't she see that? How couldn't he see that? And oh no, and then the audience sit there, because that's what the game also has in a way. Maybe this one should especially have that. Because I actually had this idea that this game could also be existing as a kind of video series, like a, you know, you can watch it leaning backwards and just enjoying the show with, you know, little or no or much interaction, as much as you want. So yeah, in other words, if we think of the Midsummer Night's Dream and that we have these poor guys on earth there, and these godly otherworldly beings playing and teasing, and I mean, it's a beautiful story there. I think it's my favorite Shakespeare story. So, yeah.